Apache Spark, an open source data analytics engine that can process massive streams of data from multiple sources like an octopus juggling chainsaws. It was created in 2009 by Mate Zaharia at UC Berkeley's AMP Lab. Around this time, the amount of data being collected on the internet was exploding from megabytes to petabytes, making it impossible to analyze on a single machine. But there was already a clever programming model called MapReduce. You map data into key value pairs, shuffle and sort them into groups by key, then reduce each group to compute a final result. This allowed large datasets to be distributed across multiple machines, but there was still a huge bottleneck caused by disk I/O. Apache Spark fixed this by doing most of its work in memory instead of reading from disk, which can be up to 100 times faster. And that's a game changer for big data analytics and machine learning. It's used by Amazon to analyze e-commerce data, by NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab to analyze deep space, along with 80% of Fortune 500 companies to process all their data. Despite its reputation for distributed big data processing, you can easily run Apache Spark locally on your own machine. It's written in Java and runs on the JVM, but its APIs can be used with wrappers for Python, SQL, and many other languages. To get started, install it. Then let's imagine we have a CSV file with four columns for city, population, latitude, and longitude, and our boss wants us to find the city with the biggest population between the tropics. The first step is to initialize a session and then load the data into memory. Spark will take the spreadsheet and create a data frame, which turns the columns and rows into a collection of objects that can be processed across distributed nodes. From here, we can apply transformations to the data frame by chaining method calls. Like in this case, we want to filter the data frame to exclude cities outside of the tropics. That transformation will happen in memory, then we can order the results by population. And finally, use first to grab the largest tropical city, the city of Mexico City. Pretty cool, and if you're working with a SQL database, you can easily use that data directly instead of the data frame API. And when working with massive datasets, Spark's cluster manager or tools like Kubernetes can scale this workload horizontally across an unlimited number of machines. But when it comes to machine learning, Spark also has a secret weapon called MLlib. Let's build a predictive model by first bringing in Vector Assembler to merge multiple columns into a vector column. Then we can split it up into training and testing data frames. From there, Spark has a wide variety of different algorithms to handle classification, regression, clustering, and so on, all of which can be trained in a distributed system. Congratulations, you can now train large-scale machine learning models. This has been Apache Spark in 100 seconds. But before one can truly harness the full potential of Spark, one must have a solid foundation in math and problem solving. And you can start building that foundation for free right now, thanks to this video's sponsor, Brilliant. Brilliant's platform will introduce you to essential programming concepts, but most importantly, the hands-on exercises will develop your brain to recognize and solve complex problems that developers need to overcome on a daily basis. Best of all, every lesson is concise and rewarding. By investing just a few minutes each day, you'll develop habits that can level up your programming skills for the rest of your life. And you can do it anywhere, even from your phone. To try everything Brilliant has to offer for free for 30 days, visit brilliant.org/fireship or scan this QR code for 20% off their premium annual subscription. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.